Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This happened not too long ago. It was around the time of the solar eclipse. It's probably the most terrifying thing that has ever happened to me. I'm a family doctor. I work 6 days a week and have many patients who rely on me. Some days I end up working 16 hours just to fit them all in. Still, it's rewarding work, and I love being able to help people. In the days leading up to the eclipse, everyone at my office was excited about it. We all decided to leave ourselves an opening in the schedule that day so that we could see it. I knew it would just make me busier later, but I didn't want to let that stop me from enjoying it with everyone else. So, when the day came, the staff and I went outside close to totality. We all wore solar eclipse glasses just to play it safe, of course. Everything went as planned. It was dark for a few minutes, and then it went back to light. We all got our videos and photos, and when we went back to work, I remember feeling like maybe we had made it a bigger deal than we should have. The rest of the day was pretty uneventful. I saw some more patients and then I went home. But something disturbing happened the next day. I was in my office, doing some paperwork, when I heard a loud scream coming from the reception area. I got up and opened the door to see what all the commotion was about. And that's when I saw a man with burning red eyes screaming like a maniac and throwing a fit. He was standing in the middle of the reception area, breaking shit and throwing stuff everywhere, all while he screamed profanities.
Where the hell is the doctor? Yeah, shit, my eyes! They won't stop burning!
The guy was going absolutely insane. He kept grabbing his eyes and stumbling around. Then he would go back to knocking stuff over and yelling.
I need to see the doctor! The solar eclipse, it blinded me! I thought it was supposed to be dark! Ah! Why did it hurt so much to look at? He has to fix me! He has to fix me! Now!
I suddenly realized that he was talking about me. I was the only doctor there at the time. He wanted to see me. I had no idea what to do. It was my job to help people, but this guy was obviously unstable. I didn't know what he would do if I went out there. So, I just stood there, frozen, while I watched him from behind the door to my office. Then I noticed the receptionist hiding behind her desk. She looked scared out of her mind. Then for some reason, she started trying to crawl down the hall. I tried to gesture to her to stay where she was, but she didn't notice me before it was too late. The man caught sight of her trying to get away.
Hey, bitch! Where's the doctor?
The receptionist screamed and tried to get up to run, but the man grabbed her by the arm.
Bring me the doctor before I shove my arm up your eclipse!
That's when I knew that I couldn't stay hidden for any longer. I was absolutely terrified, but I stepped out of my office and confronted the man.
Hey, let her go! I'm the doctor!
The man let go of the receptionist's arm, and she ran crying down the hallway as he turned towards me. His face was the creepiest thing that I had ever seen. His eyes were so red that they were practically glowing, and he looked like a total freak. The next thing I knew, he came charging at me and grabbed me by the collar.
You have to fix me! My eyes, they hurt so bad! Can't you see that I'm going blind?
I tried to tell him that I couldn't help him that quickly, but he was a total psycho. He told me that I had to fix him, or else he would make me pay by blinding me.
Please, you don't have to do this. I can get you help.
Fix me!
I told him that the most I could do was give him some eye drops. That's when he went apeshit and completely berserk.
If you won't help, then I'll do the same to you! You hear me?
That's when out of nowhere, he started gouging my eyes with his thumbs.
Jeepers, creepers! Where did you get those eyes?
I tried to fight him off, but he was too strong. I felt like he was going to tear my eye sockets out of my head. All I could hear was him laughing like a psycho while he kept pushing his thumbs into my eyes. Then, out of nowhere, the man was pulled off of me.
Get down on the ground! Hands behind your back!
As I struggled to see through the pain in my eyes, I saw the police arresting the man. As they dragged him away, he looked back at me saying,
"You called yourself a doctor? You ruined my life! Now I can never enjoy OnlyFans again, you selfish bitch!"
Then, he was gone. It turned out that the receptionist had called the cops as soon as the man had become disruptive. I was grateful that she had, because the cops had definitely saved my life. If they hadn't arrived when they did, then I don't think that I would have made it. Since then, I don't know what became of the guy, or if he actually ever went fully blind from the eclipse. Ever since that day, there's been a large surge in cases of people with eye problems due to the solar event. It's been very overwhelming. I've also been scared that I'll encounter someone like that guy again if I can't fix them. It certainly made me feel less safe at work. I never know when a patient could snap. This story was inspired by a news article that got released just a few days after the solar eclipse that occurred this year. It was reported that there had allegedly been a disturbing surge of calls to hospitals and eye care offices from patients reporting eye pain. There was also an increase in Google searches about eye pain and damage. It's unsure if those patients ended up getting their eyes treated back to its original state. Professionals and most media outlets, however, did warn the public about wearing eclipse glasses before totality.
This happened in April, just a few weeks ago. I had found out that my hometown would be in the path of the total solar eclipse, meaning that I wouldn't have to travel far to see totality. I got my old camera out of the garage so I could get a good video of it. Then, after I bought some eclipse glasses and requested time off work, all my preparations were done. On the morning of the eclipse, I drove a few miles to the nearby nature preserve and parked in a field next to a trailhead. Normally, I would have been the only one there, but the eclipse had drawn a small crowd to the remote area. I didn't want anyone to ruin my video, so I walked away from the people and sat on a hill away from everyone else. After a while, I started zoning out while playing the waiting game. That's when I noticed someone from afar staring at me. I couldn't tell if the person was a man or a woman. It was unsettling as the person looked like an unwrapped mummy, all leathery skin and bones and wispy hair. I figured this person was homeless, or maybe just lived in the woods and had somehow heard about the eclipse and came out to see it. I then saw him or her starting to make their way towards me. Just when we were at arm's distance, I could tell that this weirdo was obviously trying to talk to me. Irritated, I turned around and walked away from the person, wanting to send the message that I didn't want them in my space. Not long after that, the person, of course, made their way towards me. A few awkward moments go by, and I decide to break the tension in the air by asking a question about the eclipse that I already knew the answer to. "Hey, so do you know what time totality is?" The person then responds, completely ignoring my question, by saying,
"Do you know what I think about the eclipse?"
"No. What?" I said.
"I think it's a message from God that he wants to turn off all our lights. But who's he gonna choose to flip all them switches?"
The person said with a raspy voice. I suddenly ran away from the person before he or she said anything else. I hid between some random parked cars until I felt sure the creep was out of sight. A few minutes later, I got up and hid behind a nearby tree, where I could still get a good view of the eclipse without being seen by that creep. The totality was only a few minutes away, so I didn't have time to drive to another spot. After looking across the field, it seemed as if that psycho had left the area. Feeling relieved, I wore my eclipse glasses and opened my camera in preparation of the total eclipse.
Look at that! It's unbelievable! I've been waiting for this moment for so long. Huh? What the hell? How did you find me?
Stand back! Don't come near me with that knife! I'm recording this!
It's time for the end. You'll never see the light of day again.
Stay away from me, man! Don't hurt me!
There's no point in trying to run. You can't outrun the sun!
Get off my car! Somebody help me! Please! Help!
Once I was on the road, I called the police. Unfortunately, I wasn't fast enough to save anyone. I later found out that the creep who attacked me had actually gone on a rampage and took out multiple other people on the same trail I was at. As for the creep, it turns out that the person was a woman who had gone crazy and convinced herself that the eclipse was God's message to her that she needed to go out and kill a bunch of people. It's only been a few days, and I'm still shaken up because of the whole thing. I had been looking forward to the eclipse, but unfortunately, it wasn't the once-in-a-lifetime experience I was hoping for. This story was inspired by a horrific incident regarding a woman named Taylan Nichelle Celestine, who is accused of going on a firearm rampage along an interstate in northern Florida. The woman claimed that God directed her to it due to the total solar eclipse. The Florida Highway Patrol said in a news release that the female suspect fired at two drivers in their moving vehicles on Interstate 10 in Washington County. One victim sustained a graze on the arm, while another was hit in the neck. According to the Highway Patrol, Taylan had recently checked out of a local hotel and told staff that she was about to embark on an attack spree, saying she had been directed by God in relation to the solar eclipse to do so. Police, however, had a slightly different version of events, saying in a release that as she checked out of the hotel, she told staff she was quote-unquote God and was going on an attack spree. Taylan was arrested and has since been charged with an abundance of felonies.
I'd been dating this woman for several months before it all happened. It started out okay, but I quickly realized that there was something off about her. She wasn't all there in the head. I don't know if she'd always been that way, or if it was something that happened to her later in life, but I think that I could say that she had truly gone mad by the time we got together. At first, it was just little things I noticed. She would say something that didn't make any sense, or I would catch her whispering to herself intensely. I figured they were only quirks and I ignored them. I didn't want to judge her too quickly. Maybe if I had, things would have been different. It didn't really get bad until the days leading up to the solar eclipse. Everyone was making jokes about different things that were going to happen on April 8th, when the moon passed in front of the sun and blocked out our view of it. It was all just for fun, but she took it to a whole nother level. She truly believed that the world was going to end that day. She was one of those conspiracy theorists that had gone off the deep end. As soon as she heard about the eclipse, it was all she could talk about from then on. Every day she would come up with more reasons for why she thought the world was going to end that day. She claimed that it was going to be an apocalypse. I, of course, told her that she was crazy. There was no way that the world was going to just end because of an eclipse. But she wouldn't listen to me. Worse than that, she actually got mad at me when I didn't agree with her. We ended up getting into several heated arguments over the days before the eclipse. I tried to explain to her that nothing was going to happen, but she didn't believe it. To her, I was the crazy one. That's when I realized that the relationship was ruined. She was really a true psycho, and there was no way to get around it anymore. What made it all worse was that I wasn't the only person that she told about her crazy theory. She talked about it with everyone she knew. She even tweeted about it on X all the time too. My family and friends tried to convince me to leave her, but I told them that I had to stick it through. I had become close with her children. She had 2 kids, and I was worried about leaving them alone with her. Even they thought that she was crazy. It didn't seem right to leave them in the hands of someone that unpredictable. As it got closer to the day of the eclipse, she became more insane. She would frequently throw fits and burst into frantic bouts of terror while she went around buying and hoarding things, all to prepare for the so-called apocalypse. Nothing that I did helped her. There was no way to reason with her by that point. It got so bad that she even forced me to take off work and made the kids stay home from school to make sure that they would be with her when it happened. The night before, she was awake the entire time. I tried to get her to relax and go to sleep several times, but she refused.
Don't you see? I have to be ready. It's up to me to save us.
She spent the whole night gathering more things together and talking to herself. She had clearly gone mad. She acted like an utter psycho, and it was honestly a little unsettling to me. I promised myself that night that if she didn't get any better after the eclipse, I would make her get professional help. As I finally fell asleep that night, I could still hear her muttering to herself in the next room.
It will be all right. I can save them. I can save them. I have to save them.
The day of the eclipse, she woke me and the kids up very early in the morning and yelled at us to get in the car. I figured it was just better to go along with her until she realized that nothing was going to happen. So we did. Once we were in the car, she insisted on driving. I asked her where we were going, but she wouldn't tell me.
Someplace safe, I promise.
The next thing I knew, we were driving on some country roads not far from our house. And she started speeding like crazy. She had to be going at least 40 miles over the speed limit. I told her to calm down, but she wouldn't listen. All that did was make her go even more psycho.
Slow down! Are you crazy? You're gonna get us killed!
She started laughing like an utter creep. She started swerving everywhere. The kids were screaming in the back seat. I knew that I had to do something, but I didn't have a lot of options. I tried to grab control of the steering wheel, but she wouldn't let go of it. All she did was slam on the gas pedal even harder. I was convinced that we were goners.
Let go! You have to stop!
I tried even harder to wrestle the steering wheel away from her, but she wouldn't give up. Then, out of nowhere, she pulled out a knife.
Hey! What the hell are you doing?
I won't let them win! I won't let them win! I won't let them win!
This story was inspired by a disturbing incident regarding an astrology influencer named Danielle Johnson, who was allegedly driven by fears about the solar eclipse and went on a rampage, taking out her partner and young ones from a moving car before ramming the vehicle into a tree. The rampage happened in Los Angeles on the 8th of April, the same day that a rare phenomenon of a total solar eclipse plunged parts of the US into darkness. In the days leading up to the attack, Johnson took to social media to voice her beliefs that the solar eclipse would be quote-unquote epitome of spiritual warfare, posting under the name Ioka. The astrology influencer had over 100,000 followers and often reposted conspiracy theories on her page. Prior to Monday's rampage, she had posted messages on X telling people quote-unquote, wake up, the apocalypse is here, and warning her followers that they needed to pick a side. In the early hours of Monday morning, hours before the eclipse, police say that she went on the rampage. The rampage resulted in the fatality of all parties, including Johnson. The sole survivor was one of Johnson's young sons. Police have not yet clarified what motivated Johnson to carry out the rampage. Investigators have reviewed her social media posts and have stated that they are not considering the eclipse to be a contributing factor because they just don't know why she did what she did. They have also quote-unquote mentioned, "We have taken all the facts we can," but without being able to interview her without having something more tangible than a post on X. I don't know how much weight you can give somebody saying there's an apocalypse and attribute it to one of the most horrific murders we've had in LA. LAPD investigators said that Johnson and her partner had been dating for around 3 years and were living together, adding that there had been no prior incidents of violence ever reported between the couple.